News Radio KMAN, good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. And joining us on the phone this morning is Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wednesday. We do these updates on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KMAN, where we get to visit with you and give you the opportunity to just kind of bring us up to date as to what's going on with COVID-19, initially numbers. And we've seen just kind of like I guess you could call it some sort of a steadiness in the numbers of positive tests that have been coming into Riley County.
Yeah, we certainly haven't seen that big of an increase that we did back in the middle of June. So we're starting to see hopefully a steady decline of our percent positives. As of yesterday, we had a total of 405 confirmed positives, and out of those, 113 are considered active cases. We have had 289 recover, so it is good to see that recovery number much higher than our active cases. As of yesterday, we also learned that we had two COVID-positive patients in the hospital. One is a 72-year-old who is on a ventilator, and the other patient is in their 80s, and they're actually improving and will continue that recovery in the hospital. Currently, we have 185 tests pending, and we've had a total of 3,908 negative tests in the county so far.
How many tests have you been issuing or conducting, I guess, on a daily basis?
At the swabbing station, our numbers have gone down, and I believe that's because we're seeing more of our local healthcare providers do their own testing in their own facilities. So on Monday, for instance, we only had about 5 people come through the swabbing station, which was definitely down from the week before, where we were seeing about 20 or so people coming through a day. Could also be due to the weather. We didn't have the greatest weather on Monday, but we're definitely seeing a decline in the amount of individuals who are coming to the swabbing station. Now, that's not to say that other local health office or other local health care providers aren't seeing the same amount, or if not more, their own facilities, but we're just seeing far less through the swabbing station this week.
With 113 active cases, are you feeling that that's a number that would encourage you that things are maybe getting somewhat better here in Riley County?
Yeah, that is encouraging. It's definitely encouraging to see that we have had so many recover. However, you know, when we see the numbers in the hospital, that fluctuates. I know over time, for a while there, we didn't have anyone in the hospital. And then, you know, beginning of the week, we had 3 in the hospital. Now we've had 2. We have had some younger people in the hospital, too. We had a 20-year-old late last week. And so that's discouraging. When you get a little bit of good news, you'll get a little bit of bad news. So I think we'll just see that fluctuate. We'll see that continue to fluctuate from here on out. We'll definitely be ready for an increase in our active cases once our students start to come back, but hopefully we can keep that under control.
I think one of the things, you know, when we talk about 20-year-olds that are being treated, and it's good to take into consideration, I think, or at least it's only prudent to take into consideration, that we have such a lower median age here in Riley County. It's somewhere around 24 or 25, and that's something that has to be taken into consideration when you're talking about some of these numbers of patients.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely seen, younger age as far as what we've seen as far as positive cases. And with that, usually they have pretty mild symptoms and some are asymptomatic throughout the whole thing. Now, that can also be concerning because while they're asymptomatic, they may not know that they have it for a while and continue to spread the disease. So we need to make sure that we're cautious. Even if we don't have symptoms, we need to make sure that we're wearing their mask, staying our distance, not entering into crowded places, things like that.
We're talking today with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and the local health officer. Julie, you issued local order number 15 on Monday. Do you look at that on a weekly basis or a daily basis to see if that needs to continue or needs to be increased those efforts or maybe even cut back a little bit?
Yeah, we look at that on a daily basis. As I mentioned before, the numbers fluctuate and the situation changes all the time. So we do take that into consideration and look at that on a daily basis. So order number 15 is out there currently. It's similar to our previous order as far as restrictions on restaurants and bars. We did keep the mass gathering size at 50. That will likely stay the same, just as more of a preventative method throughout the rest of the summer, definitely. We know that we're going to have more students coming back, and so we want to do everything that we can to prevent spread.
I have a story here this morning that comes from one of my news feeds about the CDC, and they say now that the length of the number of days of quarantining can be cut back. They're now saying you should quarantine 10 days instead of 14, as has been the case for, well, all through the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic. How does the Kansas Department of Health and Environment look at this 10-day level?
Yeah, so KDHE has not changed their guidance as of yet. We did see that coming. I believe Andrew mentioned it in one of his lectures that, you know, he did see that coming, that they would probably take it down to 10 days. So I don't think that was a surprise to us, but KDHE has not changed their guidance yet. So we'll continue to follow KDHE guidance for now.
Okay. Once again, we want to remind folks of the proper direction that you should take. And the initiative is to call the local screening line, 323-6400. And when somebody calls that number, if they feel like they are suffering from some of the or may have been exposed to the coronavirus, what's the next step after placing that phone call?
Yeah, so the nurse managing that line will ask them a few questions, and based on their answers, they'll send them on to a provider. That provider will fill out an order for them to be seen through our swabbing station. So the swabbing station is located at our facility at the health department. It is managed by Conza Community Health Clinic, and that is something that you're not able just to come through. Of course, you have to have that doctor's order. So once you talk to the nurse, after you call that line, they'll send you on to a doctor, and that doctor will fill out that order for you to arrive at the swabbing station. We usually can get you in within that day, but it does depend on our situation at the swabbing station. So it may be that we may not be able to see you until the next day. It also will depend on your situation as well.
How is the local health I suspect local health providers doing in terms of personal protection equipment?
Very well. We have plenty of supply as of now. Of course, that's something that we're constantly looking at to make sure that we have plenty of supply. And with the new funding that we're getting, we are definitely going to be ordering more PPE so that we can have that available throughout the rest of the year.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Julie?
Just continue to do what we're doing, you know, social distancing, washing your hands, and please avoid crowded spaces.
Yeah, wear those face masks.
That's right.
Yeah, I gotta throw all mine in the laundry. Any cleaning tips for face masks?
Just throw them in the laundry with the rest of them. We do suggest washing them every day. So between usage, make sure that you're washing your mask. So I have plenty of masks on hand so that I can make sure to get the laundry done at the end of the week.
I've got some catching up to do on cleaning. Julie Gibbs, Raleigh County Health Department Director, joining us this morning. Thank you. And I guess that we'll have Vivian Utella from the city going to be joining us on Friday to bring us up to date.
That's right.
All right. Julie Gibbs, thank you much. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week. 7:12 in the morning at News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next.